The New York Yankees are on the verge of clinching the American League East Division title for the first time since 2012. What is the postseason roster going to look like? Are some of the team's injured stars going to be back for the postseason run? We'll break down that and more on this new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media.
Coming to you from the Vivid Seat Studio in Garfield, New Jersey, this is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Boy, are we happy to be back on the air. We apologize for not getting you a show on our regular Tuesday slot. Life gets a little hectic at times, but we haven't forgotten about the New York Yankees. We definitely want to bring you new content as much as possible. The playoff stretch is in full force. The Yankees at 95 wins right now. It is a good time to be the Yankees. They're on the verge of winning the American League East for the first time since 2012. That is something that is very exciting. Over the last couple of years, we sat through heartbreaking and tough wild card games going through, not knowing what to expect. This year, it appears that we're going to avoid that one game, do or die type of mentality, and we are going to have an actual series to play right out of the get-go. There's a lot to be determined with this team. There's a lot to be determined as to what seed they are. Will they get the top record in baseball? There's a lot of injury concerns. We're going to talk about some of those guys as well. And this team is going to have to shape up a 25-man roster for the postseason. It's a good problem to have. We're not saying it's a bad one. It's definitely a good issue to have. You know, you can never have too much depth. And you look at this team, and we talk about it all the time, that next man up mentality. It seems like every day somebody else comes up to do the job. It is an amazing feeling. It's an amazing thing. And this team continues to battle. It's going to be tough to put a 25-man roster together. But we're going to look at some guys who may be on the brink of being on that roster. Will they make it, or do the Yankees hold them off? That all remains to be seen. Before we get into today's show, a reminder to follow us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter. My personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Been a little inactive lately. Long days at school, coaching. It's been a little rough, but hit us up. We definitely love talking Yankees baseball. Find us also on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our podcast available on all podcasting platforms. Go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Simplecast, CastBox, you name it, our show is on there for you. Make sure you share the link. Let everybody in on our conversation. The more, the merrier. Yankees baseball is in full force. There's exciting times in the Bronx. We want you to join in on our conversations as well. As the postseason goes along, we will continue to provide new shows. We will definitely be adding as much content as we possibly can. Now, before we get into the Yankee talk today, I must say, you know, I don't really get excited about football because I am a Jets fan, as most of you probably know if you follow me on social media. But I have to admit, that Sunday afternoon loss to the Bills was rather discouraging for me. So I do thank the New York Yankees for being the New York Yankees and just keeping me sane, even if it's for a couple of more weeks. I have visions of the Yankees playing into October, deep into October. I hope that's the case because my Jets, they're leaving a little room for improvement there. And as always, it's the same old Jets. But my Yankees continue to thrive and are back atop of the American League East. And it's a beautiful thing. As a Yankee fan, seeing the Yankees knock the Red Sox out of the division race and playing New York, New York after one of the games is definitely a good feeling. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful day. And the Yankees have their mind on the postseason. Before we get into the action, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll jump right into everything once we get back. But a reminder, are you heading to the Bronx before the season ends? Do you have a last-minute trip to see the Yankees in the regular season? If so, remember to check out Vivid Seats. Use the promo code OVERTIME in the Vivid Seats mobile app, and you can save up to $100 on all ticket purchases if you're a first-time customer. So, you decide to go to Yankee Stadium, one of the last games of the regular season. You want to catch the Bronx Bombers in action. Use that promo code OVERTIME on Vivid Seats mobile, and you can save up to $100. Take advantage of that opportunity. If you do, tweet us a picture of your seats. We'd definitely love to see what kind of steal you got from Vivid Seats Mobile. And we're back to the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. We thank you all for taking some time out of your busy schedules to join in on our conversation about the Bronx Bombers. As we begin today's conversation, there are two guys that I really want to discuss, and that's Mike Talkman and Aaron Hicks. Mike Talkman, if you didn't already know, is out 6 to 8 weeks with a calf strain. He may be done for the year, and it's really frustrating, especially the year that Talkman has had. Who would have expected that this guy was going to be traded to the Yankees just before the beginning of the year and make such an impact? Before the season, you're looking at this team and you're saying to yourself, you know, you have Aaron Judge in right, you have Aaron Hicks when he returns because he was injured at the time in center field, and you have Giancarlo Stanton in left field. And then you also look and you have Brett Gardner, who the Yankees re-signed, and Clint Frazier. You had a couple of guys that were in the mix. Well, who would have thought that the Yankees injury bug was going to be so tough and so deep to the point where guys like Cameron Maybin, guys like Talkman were thrown into the fire, and Talkman really delivered. And this was a guy that in his time with the Rockies, over 52 games, really didn't hit much in the big leagues. But he came to the Yankees, he found a home, he embraced being a Yankee, and really did well. 277 batting average, hit 13 home runs, hit for power, giving this team any kind of defense they needed on a daily basis, and it was a guy that became valuable to the club. And to see him go down at this time is rather frustrating, and you just wished better for him because he definitely did deserve better. And the Yankees are starting to get healthy, hopefully, with some other guys that might have to fill in the void. But he was a guy that you can definitely make a case belonged on a postseason roster if he would have been healthy. And then you have Aaron Hicks, whose elbow probably is going to keep him out for the rest of the year. Let's be honest. It seems like Hicks is just not ready to come back, and what a disappointment as well. He's another guy who couldn't stay healthy, couldn't stay on the field. The Yankees just signed him to that big extension, and you just have to have that concern in the back of your head, like what's going to happen over the next couple of years? Is he going to be another Jacoby Ellsbury where he's not going to be on the field? That long-term deal, even though it's not as monstrous as a Ellsbury type of deal or a Stanton type of deal, that's still a lot of money to invest in a guy who's not going to be on the field. You just hope that Hicks could stay healthy because when he is, he's one of the better center fielders in the league. But if not, it's going to be a big problem for the Yankees. And one guy who could definitely help them fill this void is the Giancarlo Stanton. A lot of people wrote him off for this year because, let's face it, he's played in 9 games this year. He hasn't been the Giancarlo Stanton the Yankees need. It's been frustrating having him not in the lineup. But he can rewrite that script by coming back, if he's healthy, and helping this team in the postseason. If the Yankees are true to what they're saying, that Stanton could be back by next week, he'll have a handful of series to try to get ready for the postseason. It's going to be difficult. He hasn't seen major league pitching in a while, but this is a guy that can impact the lineup on a daily basis. And even Giancarlo Stanton, who isn't 100%, is a guy you have to fear in a lineup every 3 to 4 times around that lineup. It changes how they're going to pitch to guys around him. It's a big difference maker. Let's face it. The guy's been an MVP candidate. He's won an MVP. All-star, Silver Slugger. Adding him to the lineup is definitely not a bad thing. And if he's healthy, he could definitely make some noise. Now's the time that Stanton could prove to Yankee fans that, you know what, this year stunk. I was out of the lineup for most of it. I was frustrated. I wanted to be in there every day with these guys. I loved watching these guys play. This club has that win now mentality, win with whoever's on the field mentality. I want a piece of that. He could be a difference maker in the postseason and change the whole narrative on his 2019 season. And now with Talkman going down, and now with Hicks most likely out for the year, now's the time. Now's the time that the Yankees need Giancarlo Stanton. And let's not forget Brett Gardner. Where would this team be without Brett Gardner? Who would have thought that Brett Gardner would set a career high in home runs this year? It's unbelievable. The guy is now getting up there in age. He's 36 years old, and he's still producing at a high level. Yeah, the batting average isn't there, only hitting .247 on the year, but if you would have asked me before the year if Gardner was going to play in 126 games or more this year, I would have took the under. I would have never, ever guessed that. I would have said anywhere between 100 and 110 games, because you figure you sub in here and there, and he plays a lot in left field. And being that he's getting up there in age, you have to look at it and say the Yankees are trying to save his legs as well. But he's been valuable all over the field. He's played two outfield positions, and he's been really good for this team, and he's a great leader. So yeah, the move didn't make sense earlier in the offseason when they made it, but it has paid off for the Bronx Bombers, and they need him. There's a valuable piece, and he's going to get plenty of at-bats come the postseason. This is a guy the Yankees are going to have to rely on due to the injuries. And Gardner has proven that he's still a capable player and could still make an impact at the big league level. Yeah, who knows what the future holds after this year? Maybe the Yankees decide to go a different route. The guy spent his whole career, all 12 years, in the Bronx. Maybe they say to themselves, you know, we need to get younger. We have Clint Frazier waiting. He's ready. You have Tauchman. He's ready. He's a big league player right now. But you have to think of it, and you have to say to yourself, this could be a great narrative for Gardner if he could help this team win a World Series. Maybe he hangs it up after the year. Maybe he, like he says, has 1 to 2 years left in the tank. You never know. But it's going to be a big postseason for him because then the spotlight's on. And hopefully he keeps producing the way he has all year because he's been an asset to this Yankee club, regardless of what everybody said, including myself, during the offseason about the big contract that they gave him, that one-year deal with close to $10 million in guaranteed money. Gardner has proven everybody wrong. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'll admit that I was wrong. We're human. We make mistakes. But at the time, it was a laughable deal. But now, it looks like a really wise investment for the Bronx Bombers. As the postseason reaches, of course, you have to look at the starting rotation. You have to question, what does the Yankees' rotation look like in the postseason? And they could be getting reinforcements. And it looks like they're going to get reinforcements. Luis Severino is on track to come back and impact this team down the stretch. He was pitching this week in Trenton, 4 innings or up to 60 pitches. So he's getting closer in terms of getting stretched out. Obviously, there's not a lot of time left in the season, so it's impossible for him to reach that 100 or 90 to 100 pitch mark in the minor leagues. So it appears that the Yankees are going to bring him up and will in turn stretch him out in any role that they can. It remains to be seen whether that will be starting or coming out of the bullpen, but Luis Severino should have an impact on this postseason roster. And that leaves the question, what does the rest of the Yankees' rotation look like in the postseason? You've noticed that now that CC Sabathia is on his way back, Domingo Herman's innings are getting limited a little bit as the Yankees try to limit the amount of work that he has down the stretch. You look at James Paxton, he has been phenomenal lately. Absolutely phenomenal. He picked a great time to get hot. You know, over his last 8 starts, 8-0, a 2.5 ERA. He's been really, really lights out. And that's the James Paxton the Yankees traded for. That's the guy that the Yankees hoped they would get when they traded one of their top prospects in Justice Sheffield to get him. This is the guy they expected to get. And you've noticed lately, he's been pitching with a lot more confidence. His knee looks much more healthier. It appears that he's throwing his pitches with authority. He's coming across the ball, and he's allowing himself to mix and match, and he's being aggressive in the zone, and he's getting batters to chase, and that's the Paxton the Yankees need, and hopefully he's able to keep it up. So you have to figure, him and Tanaka are going to be at the top end of the Yankees' rotation. You have to throw Herman in there. Who knows what the Yankees' plan is with Herman? Do they try to piggyback Herman and Severino? It limit both guys' innings work, especially because Severino's just coming back. It remains to be seen. But the other guy you have to look at, and right now, I think Jay Happ actually woke up. He really recently has woken up. His last 3 starts, over 17 innings of work, a 1.56 ERA, opponents hitting under 100 against him. He's been looking better. But the problem is with that, do you really trust him in the postseason the way he's pitched all year? I still struggle at giving him the ball in the postseason. Heck, I still struggle with giving CC Sabathia the ball in the postseason. I don't think that Sabathia belongs on the 25-man roster, and that's nothing against CC. He's a competitor. He'll go out there and do his best. He'll battle for you, but his knee hasn't held up. He hasn't been durable. Are we going to get anything out of Sabathia? That's a question. And in a five-game series, I don't know if I turn to a Hap or a Sabathia or use one of them in the bullpen. I really don't. It all depends on what happens with other guys. Do we get Betances back? Is that a possibility? And then again, like we said a little earlier, what happens with Herman and Severino? Do one of them fill in the rotation? Do you give Herman the game two ball or game three? It really depends on the situation. I think the Yankees are going to have a tough decision on their hands because I ultimately think they'll find a way to get Sabathia on the postseason roster. Heck, I ultimately think that Hap finds his way on the roster if he keeps pitching well. It's all about who's going to be hot and who's going to get hot at the right time. And right now, Paxton's got to get the ball in game one. He's been lights out. He's been dominant. And you just hope that he could continue that moving forward. But will he? We've seen both sides of James Paxton this year. The one that pitched not healthy earlier in the year and seemed to struggle mixing his pitches a bit. And now this James Paxton, the guy that has ace-type stuff. Hopefully that's the guy the Yankees get, because if that's the guy that they get, he can match up with the top guys in the American League. And you can feel confident going in that you can possibly compete with a Verlander or somebody of that nature. But it all depends on the next couple of weeks and how these guys look. Let's remember, the Yankees are close to winning the division. What happens when they do win the division? Do they try to give guys some breaks? Do they mess around with the rotation a little bit? Give guys extra days rest? It all remains to be seen. But the rotation's a big question mark heading into the postseason. You can map out most of the position players. There's going to be a couple of guys on the hinge of the roster or the end of the roster that you could question. But in the long haul, you can make the case that Paxton, Tanaka, Herman, Severino, and if he keeps pitching well, Hap, all belong on the roster. But I am waiting it out to see how the rest of the season does shape up. Because a lot can change. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. Right now, my gut would say Hap is not in the rotation, but would be a guy that they use in the bullpen. Especially given the circumstance of how they might use Severino. And who knows what we're going to get out of Severino. Yeah, he's lighting up the radar gun in the minor leagues. But there's no guarantee he's going to come back and be absolutely dominant. He's been off the entire season with the injury. He's still not going to be 100% sharp. And if he struggles when he comes up, are Yankee fans going to freak out because, you know, that's not the Severino we know? Or can he come up and light the world on fire? We still don't know. I'm really interested to see how this Yankee postseason roster shapes up. I really am. This is really intriguing to me. It's a good problem to have. First of all, the Yankees' bullpen is loaded. And you can make the case that you could put the starters in the bullpen and take out Sessa and, you know, take out some of those guys and roll with it. Which is very logical, thinking if you're going to put Sabathia on the roster, he would replace Sessa. But there's a lot to be determined, and I'm sure that Aaron Boone and Cashman and whoever else is involved are already having these discussions because it's going to come quickly. They're going to have to make a decision. And let's remember, they're going to match up against what team they're playing against. They're going to shape up the roster so they're best suited to beat that particular team. So a lot's going to depend on that, but the Yankees have a lot of tough decisions on their hands, which is never a bad thing. Before we wrap up today's show, it's going to be a little shorter than normal, but again, we covered the majority of the things that we want to talk about. You know, I want to look at the back end of the roster, and I want your opinion on this. I'm not going to give a full-out opinion, but I want to hear what you have to say on this. And this is what I have to ask you. Who fills out the back end of the Yankees roster in terms of position players? If you had to create a 25-man roster for a postseason run, and I know you can change that as you go. You can change it between series. Who would your 25-man roster be and why? You know, do you keep a guy like Tyler Wade because of the versatility and the speed? Or do you keep another outfielder because Maben's wrist has been banged up and, you know, you don't know about Stanton? How do you shape up this roster? How do you make this roster the best 25 men that you could possibly pick? And you're going to have a lot of tough decisions. How do you shape up your infield? Who ends up being the designated hitter? You're going to have a lot of good options, and guys are going to get left out. You can make the case that Gio Urshela, who's been one of the best Yankees this year, might not start in the postseason. Or Didi Gregorius. Or even Luke Voit. Or Edwin Encarnacion. You can make the case those guys could be on the bench. And obviously in the postseason, you're going to use those guys. If you don't start Urshela, there's a very good chance if you have the lead, he's going to be at third base late in the game. And you're going to move LeMahieu over to first. Or whoever ends up playing third, regardless. You know, you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, they have a really good problem on their hands. They have more than 25 capable players that can help them in the postseason. But they're going to have to mix and match. And I hear a lot about people saying Didi Gregorius is the guy that should sit out and move Gleyber over to short. But is that really the option? We know how Didi is clutch. And Didi has excelled in the postseason. He's done really well for this team. Is Didi the guy that ends up on the bench? Or, like I said before, Urshela, who's been really good. Obviously, LeMahieu's going to find his way into the lineup. The guy you can make the case is the MVP in the American League. He's going to find his way. Gleyber Torres, I still can't believe that kid is 22 years old. He's going to be on the field. So that's two right there. You know those two are going to be on the field. And obviously, Gary Sanchez, if healthy, is going to be behind the plate. Gary hits. That's simple. You might see Romine later in games if they want to beef up the defense or if they feel that Romine receives the ball better from some of these pitchers. But, you know, it's a good problem to have, but the Yankees are going to have ample options and could mix and match. And I think that's what they're going to do. I don't think that if, say, Luke Voit doesn't start game one, that he'll be on the bench for game two. I don't think it's a set lineup. I think they're going to go with what they got, and I think they're going to go with the hot hand, and that could be anybody. It's just a matter of shaping up who they do actually keep on the roster and for what purpose. And the injuries are going to dictate that. Depending on the health of the outfielders, they might elect to keep an extra outfielder. And you see them playing Tyler Wade in right field. Made a start in Detroit. Is that a sign that Wade's going to make this roster for defensive purposes? Playing multiple positions with speed? Tie game late in the game. You got Gary on first base. No offense to him, but Tyler Wade definitely is faster. Or Edwin Encarnacion. You mean to tell me that Wade isn't a better option to run? Steal a bag? Base hit knocks him in? There's a lot of different things that can happen. And I think that they're going to surprise us with what they decide to take. And I'm sure that they know they're going to need to cover every hole necessary to put the best roster on the field. But again, I'm so happy I don't have to make these decisions because if I did, I definitely would have gray hair. I definitely wouldn't want to have to make them because there's going to be some tough cuts off this roster. But it's a good issue to have. Like I said earlier, it's really a good thing. But as we wrap up the show today, I am so, so excited for the postseason. I cannot wait. The fall is coming, even though summer's over. Really stinks because, number one, the summer was great. And number two, the Yankees have been great all year. It's been really fun to watch them. It's one of those years where you just wish it would never end. But it's okay, because when they win the World Series, we'll have a DVD to remind us of it all. So, I guess that's a good positive if you look at it that way. But again, there's a lot to be determined over the next couple of weeks, and this team has to focus on getting home field advantage. Let the American League and the majors come through the Bronx. Give it that opportunity. This is the time. We want the postseason to run through New York. Let the Yankee fans go nuts. Let the Yankee fans go crazy. It's been too long since the Yankees won the World Series, and we are ready to hoist the trophy back where it belongs. Remember to follow us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND, my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Search us up on Facebook and like us, Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Again, subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Send us a picture when you do it. We can definitely use all the feedback you guys give us. We appreciate it if you already have done so. Google Play Music, Spotify. You don't have an Apple iPhone? Don't worry. We have you covered. We're all over the internet. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, CastBox, you name it. We have a ton of hosting sites available for your disposal. Pick one. Change them every show. We don't care. As long as you're listening, as long as you're talking with us, as long as you're interacting, that's what we want. We want to interact with you. We want you to hear our voice. We want to hear your voice in turn. Again, thank you all for tuning in. We apologize again for the delay on this show, this week's show, I should say. It's been fun. This has been a great season so far. We are far from done. The Pinstripe Talk team will continue to bring you all the latest news and updates surrounding our favorite Bronx Bombers. As always, let's go Yankees. The push to October is on. It's getting there. We are excited. We're pumped up. We hope you're just as excited as we are. Until next time, next week, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty, and this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. We'll catch you next time.